fellow friends, welcome once again to the Perfect Bound Podcast. Tonight we're coming to you live from west of Lennon. Give it up! We are a podcast about anything and everything comic books and comics related, brought to you by the Panel Jumper and Comics Dungeon. My name is Ben. With me, as always, is Ms. Nicole Lamb. Mr. Chris Casso.
Hello.
Mr. Cole Hornaday. And today, we actually have a very special guest. He is the co-creator of Girl Genius and a multiple Hugo Award winner, Mr. Phil Fulio. All right. How is everybody this evening?
Splendid.
Great. Talk right into the microphone, Cole. Otherwise, they won't be able to hear you. And I will be the loudest thing on here. Okay, hey, before we get to what we're going to talk about, I just want to mention something that I heard in the news today is that they are actually going to make a sequel to Ant-Man because it was so successful. They're calling it Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is the very first time that a female heroine character's name is in the title of an MCU movie.
It's about time.
Yeah, it is about time.
Yeah.
Look for that in 2018. I'm sure we can't wait.
Also with Black Panther.
Black Panther is another title we are super excited to
we're
looking for.
About it.
All right. So before we start, again, I have so many preferences, prequels, whatever. Anyway, I just want to give a brief shout out to AJ Epstein and everybody at West of Lennon who's been so kind to us for having this here and the entire thing. If you're just listening to this, we're actually recording this at a cabaret event called the Panel Jumper Live, where we've had short plays, we've had videos, we've had burlesque. If you're listening to this in the future, we've already had it. it's already occurred. All right. So let's talk about. Let's talk about Phil, first of all, because we don't know him yet. So what we did learn something about you, Phil, first. Before we started recording, we learned that you have a background in comedy and improv.
That is absolutely correct. I did it off and on for about 15 years.
That's pretty great. I want to know, how did you transition to comic books from comedy and improv? Was there a moment? Was it a gradual thing? Or how did that happen?
Well, I pretty much always intended to make a living as a visual artist, and a good thing too, because improvisational comedy never really paid.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, it was a hobby, but yeah. You know, it kept me busy.
Do any of you have questions for Phil?
When can we expect the next printed volume of Girl Genius?
Well, we'll probably be doing a Kickstarter for that. That will be volume
13?
No, 15.
Nice. Okay.
15, which is actually volume 2 of the second series. We'll be probably doing a Kickstarter for that in the next 2 months or so, which means that it will be coming out probably next May. We always try and have a book out for the summer shows.
Yeah. I enjoy reading them online, but I'm a print man myself, so I love the hardcovers that you guys release.
That's, there you go. That's our business model justified. We give it away for free. Give it away for free, and people are like, this is unfulfilling. Mm-hmm. I feel hollow because I cannot clutch this in my hand. So, you know, we are willing to, you know, kill trees for your pleasure.
I appreciate that a lot.
Death to trees. All right, so today we're going to be talking about world building. And Chris, can you explain to me what world building actually is?
So, I mean, that could mean a lot of things, but like if you take into account like Tolkien books, you know, like where you create an entire set of rules and logic and sometimes physics for a world and characters and a whole new history that's completely separate than what we know. And sometimes it could be completely crazy, or sometimes it could be like really meticulous, like go read an Alan Moore book. And so it could be pretty inclusive to a lot of things, but
Okay, and Cole, you had a thought to talk about the worlds that we built when we were children.
Sure. I have this theory that a lot of very creative young people create imaginary worlds that they play in, and more times than not sort of incorporate their friends and maybe their family into that role play, and they go visit that world and they go play there on the playground in the backyard and whatnot. Am I alone in this?
No.
Oh, thank you.
For once, you're not alone. That's something, I don't know if you've ever heard
Ben
the podcast.
Ben Lawrence, ladies
That's something.
And gentlemen.
So... We have roles on the podcast. Nicole keeps us grounded. Chris is the depth of knowledge, and Cole puts up with all of my abuse towards him.
An abusive bromance happening constantly between the two of them.
Is there ever a time? Nicole, have you ever thought about these worlds that you built when you were a child?
I'm constantly in a state of creating a fake world, yeah. An imaginary world.
Somewhere
That's
to
the world
to.
I live in. And as a kid, it was just like, you know, every other day was something else. It was vampires or magic, or I was climbing a tree, so now I'm a fairy. You know, herself the elf played a role in some of my fantasy life. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris, what about you?
I was not an inventive child. So does anybody remember when you bought Transformer toys, they came with the pamphlet that would open up?
Yeah.
And there was like this super detailed airbrush painting of like dozens of robots shooting at each other. My entire childhood was an endless collage of no plot, just a lot of robots shooting each other.
And
it still kind of is.
It kind of happens. I make these hollow boards that go behind our trades in the store, and every time I build one, it becomes a gun.
Because I've always wanted an arm-mounted fusion cannon.
Or on his shoulders, you know, Transformers. It can go all over the place.
All right, Phil, what about you? Do you remember any of the imaginary worlds that you built when you were a child?
Yeah, I do, because I wrote most of them down.
And that is why you are our special guest today.
He was the smart one.
I've been recycling them for 40 years.
as a professional world builder, what does it do? They do these worlds that you invent, that you build, do they come naturally, or is it something that you have to sit down and strategize and rework constantly?
It depends. Sometimes, you know, there are, you can have aspects of both, really. I mean, sometimes, you know, the core idea of the world is something you really have to work. Like I said, Girl Genius, we worked on that for 7 years before we put out the first volume. So there was a lot of, you know, like, well, if this is happening, why is this happening, you know? But every now and then you get a good joke and you're like, nope, everybody in this town wears cheese for a hat. There you go.
All right. All right.
It was after a vacation in Wisconsin, I believe.
All right. Guess I don't need to make a Packers joke right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, we need to wrap this up. Do any of you have any final thoughts on world building? Like, I guess I wasn't that an imaginative child when I was a kid. I sort of retreated to TV. Thank you, sir. All right. So, yes, thank you. I'll hit him later. All right. TV was my imagination, and it was something like the commercials that we saw on during intermission here are toys that I actually had when I was a kid, and watching those things on YouTube is like, just totally brought me back, and so then I had to call my dad and ask for money. Anyway, all right, let's wrap this up. Let's actually at the end of every show we have quiz time, so let's bring up the quiz time music. Today our quiz questions are going to be directed towards the audience. So Cole, if you can go get those the comics. Now Chris, what are we handing out for prizes?
So we've got exclusive covers published only for the Comics Dungeon, for Godzilla in Hell, and for Invader Zim, and for a Valiant superhero book called The Book of the Dead. And
it's probably inside. In between.
It's inside.
It's in the sandwich.
And I also snuck some extra free goodies in there as well.
All right. So if you know the answer to these, wait until I finish the question and then raise your hand, because some of you, this may be too easy. So question number one, name the patented subatomic elements used to alter the mass and size of Marvel characters like Ant-Man, the Wasp, Giant Man, and Yellow Jacket. I saw an arm up there. I think, is that my pal Buzzy? All right, give me the answer. All right, Cole, go give him some comics. Thank you, sir. All right, second question. True or false? Joker's gal pal Harley Quinn first appeared in Detective Comics number 615. Let's have you right here. Absolutely! Harley Quinn did not make her first appearance in a comic book at all. She appeared in Batman the Animated Series, aired 1992 to 95. Her first actual comic book appearance was in Batman Adventures number 13 in 1993. Third question. Name the Inhumans' great refuge.
Refuge.
I can't speaking. All right, I can see your hand here. Yes, sir. Cole. All right. Bonus question. Attilan was originally located in the Himalayas. Where did it relocate? I saw your hand. Yes, you. Absolutely. All right. All right, that's quiz time, and that's our show. I'd like to thank Nicole Lamb, Chris Casso, Cole Hornaday, and, of course, Phil Folio. You can find everything we do at the panel at perfectboundpodcast.com. You can go to Comics Dungeon at 319 Northeast 45th Street in Wallingford, or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, comicsdungeon.com. Thank you and good night.